Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So we'll just talk about it. First off, Megan, it's Megan Thiel, M-E-G-A-N.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. T-H-I. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, T-H-I-E-L.
Okay. Yes. And your what's your title so I'll properly identify you?
I'm a licensed clinical social worker.
Okay. In New Orleans, right?
Yes.
Okay. Megan, let me ask you, you've heard about the recent hazings here at LSU?
Just briefly. I haven't read too much into it.
Okay. Well, let me give you
the headline.
We're talking with Megan Thiel, licensed clinical social worker in New Orleans. And Megan, the question we have regarding this hazing, how does this continue to happen with these fraternities and for pledges? How do they allow this to continue to happen?
You know, just like I think any hazing or any kind of peer pressure that goes on in society, it's sort of that, you know, kind of quote unquote mom mentality or, you know, going back to like sex, if you've heard of the Stockholm syndrome, you know, where it's just this feelings of kind of trust in different people, yet you're being treated, you know, in a horrible way. It's sort of this psychological alliance that occurs. And so it, you know, from the outside, it seems, you know, it does, it looks bizarre. It looks, I mean, just why would someone do this? Why would this continue? I think it's also sort of a power, you know, just like in any kind of cases of assault, it's not about, you know, what they're doing. It's about a power control and a control. And so then, you know, these pledges probably feel the need to, you know, really be accepted for whatever reason, you know, maybe it's the pressure that just to be in some sort of fraternity or something, to feel belonging to something. And I think, yeah, that they'll do anything to get that affection or that sense of belonging.
And Megan, is it true that these pledges probably don't say anything because they're afraid of repercussions? Would you say they're afraid to say something?
Probably. I think also it's just so traumatic. I mean, you know, this, I think it links back to, I mean, there's probably a lot of different reasons, you know, again, kind of with any violent act. I mean, I think that's where, you know, not that this is the same as the Me Too movement, but thinking about why do so many men and women not disclose when they've been assaulted or raped? You know, it's because it's traumatizing. And yeah, and the repercussions, what are people going to say? Are they going to be believed? These are fraternities that have been established for a long time. The people that are doing it are, you know, that are in charge of doing the hazing, they're already members of the fraternity. And so I think that they just kind of are concerned of what would happen. You know, I mean, who knows who, if someone knows someone else. And, you know, I think they're probably, you know, might feel like they're threatened. They might feel like, you know, again, it goes back to like this feeling of like loyalty, like, okay, this is what we're supposed to do. Unfortunately, it happens too often and it continues to happen amongst so many different groups.
How do these fraternities continue to do this? I mean, they know this is wrong. They know this is illegal, but yet it continues to go on.
You know, I'm not an expert in the hazing culture. You know, I've read some research about different things. But yeah, it's mind-boggling, really, on why it continues and why it's sort of still kind of accepted. Because obviously, you know, this is sort of more expected out of some things. I mean, we hear about it all the time. This is what you have to do. The pledges need to do whatever. And it's also, I know it's happened in sororities as well. So it's, or other, you know, any kind of, like I said before, football, other institutions, sometimes it will occur.
It probably doesn't start off, you know, when we hear it, like you said, it's just, it's mind boggling and bizarre, but mm-hmm. It probably doesn't start off like that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sure it's, you know, it's probably something minor, you know, and they're also probably, you know, sometimes they're having a great time. They're probably treating the pledges some, you know, like, you know, as what they're called anyway, brothers, you know, and so it's, we're pals, we're good friends. And then the next minute it's like, well, if you really want to be with us, this is what we all go through, you know, so why won't you do it?
So what would your advice be for these pledges, Megan?
You know, it takes a lot. It's, you know, it's a great time in your life to, if you can and want to go to college, I think it'd be, you know, and it is a place where you try to find yourself. You know, a lot of times you're exploring different things. You want to be in different groups to get to know people because college is not just about the academics. You know, obviously that's a main thing, of course, but to socialize, I think it's to tell them they need to be really sure of themselves, which unfortunately as an 18-year-old, you're usually not. I mean, our brains don't develop until we're 25, fully developed until we're 25. So, I mean, that's another reason why all these things go on even more so at that, you know, at younger ages.
Yeah.
But I think it's just to really trust your gut and trust your intuition. If you feel like something's wrong or you don't like how you're being treated, that regardless of what this is, you got to ask yourself, is it worth it? Like, don't I deserve more? Why would I want to be part of an organization that this is something that they do? Even if you're not participating in it later, you know, and doing this to other people, you're still part of that organization and it represents a larger group. And so I think it's, you know, to find, I'm sure that there are fraternities and sororities out there that do not do this and that they should look for something that's going to accept them for who they are without putting them in a degrading situation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.